Jeremy Elborn is the executive director of Arts Place in Canmore, joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Good. So you're fairly new to town here. What have you learned about Canmore and the people here over the last few months?
I rolled into town in the middle of January. I think the thing that I'm really discovering is how engaged this community already is with the arts. It's really amazing. I'm just running into so many people that have these kind of secret arts lives behind the scenes. My IT guy, well, actually, what his real passion is, he runs a publishing company, a mountain literature publishing company.
Cool.
I ran into a guy when I visited the construction site who was outside with a massive saw cutting up some piece of steel or something. And it turns out he's also a silversmith and is interested in teaching silversmithing classes. There's tons and tons of stories like that. People are just really excited about Arts Place opening up and the opportunities it's going to give this community.
Yeah. So what is the status of Arts Place? Have you guys set an opening weekend? How are things coming along with construction?
Going through the construction process, we're scheduled right now to take possession of the building at the end of June. It's really exciting being there in the building right now. All the walls are up and you get a real sense of the space. We're aiming for a big grand opening at the end of September, what we're calling a Festival of Arts and Creativity. But in the meantime, we're going to be running a few summer camps in August to give people a bit of a sneak peek at Arts Place.
That's awesome. And these summer programs are for kids and youth?
We actually are running 14 different camps for all ages, starting with a camp for toddlers and parents, all the way up to 14 to 18-year-olds. We're running a theater intensive for them. But everything you can think of, we're doing arts, environmental-based things, architecture, painting, drawing, printing, ceramics, all kinds of stuff.
Fantastic. And where can people sign up for these workshops, these summer courses?
They should visit our website, artsplacecanmore.com.
Doing a little programming planning, I understand, for the big launch weekend in September. You're doing a call out right now?
We're looking to get the arts community in Canmore involved as much as possible in our festival. So we're actually looking for local musicians and performers in general. So everything from buskers to people who might be able to perform at locations around town. The best thing they can do is if they go to our website, there's actually a arts directory in there. If you go into there and sign up for that arts directory, then we'll have your contact information. And we're looking forward to working with the community.
Fantastic. Arts Place is just around the corner here. A little sneak peek with some summer camps here. And the grand opening weekend is set for the end of September. Jeremy, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me.